There is one thing that each of us has every single year of our lives. Mm-hmm. A birthday. Now, there are some common traditions that usually go along with a birthday, like a meal with family, birthday cake, presents, singing happy birthday, doing something awesome are some of the usual ones. In my household, we also had one more tradition when I was younger. Every single year, I would race up to my room, stand next to the wall, pull myself up to full height, and my mom would put a mark on my height chart. I was always so excited to see how much taller I grew. Now, a chart like that measures yearly physical growth, but we also grow each and every year as a person. This growth is shaped by the people in our lives, and none are more influential or important than our families. They have been there from learning to tie our shoes and color inside the lines to now some of our greatest supporters, mentors, and friends. We would like to introduce to you the people who have been instrumental in our growth over the years, from young children to adults and productive citizens. As we introduce our families, please take time to reflect on how your family has helped you to become the person that you are today.
The only thing that stays the same is everything changes. Although things in our lives this past year have changed almost daily, there was always one thing that stayed the same, the love of our families back at home. Whether a late night phone conversation, all those long drives back to the airport, or simply knowing someone was rooting for us, our parents' guidance and direction these past 12 months have been far more than we deserve. It's plain to see each of us carries a different torch. We all stand for different things, and we're all led by a moral compass that was instilled in us by the love of our families. They have grown us into the young people we are today. They have grown me to have hope.
They've grown me to be a person of strong faith and character.
They've grown me to be personally responsible.
They've grown me to build my passions and lead my own life.
They've grown me to work hard.
They've grown me to be grateful for the opportunities given to me.
Above all else, they've given us a strong foundation upon which to stand. For all the memories, laughs, smiles, tears, and a place to go home, we can't thank you enough.
Point your kids in the direction they should go, and when they're old, they will not be lost. This next group of people have helped to guide and direct my life. Meemaw and Granddad, Grandma, and Grandpa Keith. Thank you for giving me the greatest gifts in the world, my parents. Your love and support never goes unnoticed or unappreciated. I love you all so much. Revy, from sharing a room when we were little to riding to school together every day, I can't think of someone who has been there for me more than you. I am so proud to call you my baby sister and best friend. I love you. Haley Jo, your compassion, patience, and love for others has taught me so much about being a better person. You are my greatest comfort when I'm having a bad day, and you always know what to say to make things better. I love you. Hayden, thank you for taking care of my big sister. Haley could not have chosen a better man to marry. You're the closest thing to a brother I've ever had, and thank you for always being there. Love you, man. Heidi, I miss you every time I watch Lonesome Dove, see a penny heads up, or listen to George Strait. Thanks for teaching me how to love unconditionally. Save me a place up there. I promise I'm coming. I'm just taking the long way home. I love you. Hey, Mama, thank you for being my biggest fan. The values, work ethic, and strong faith you have taught us have made us who we are. I am glad to be your favorite son. I love you. Dad, you live your life for your kids, and I couldn't be more thankful. Thank you for showing me what it means to be a man of God. I hope to be half the dad you've been to me. I love you. Members, I am proud to introduce you to my parents, Kent and Sherry Best.
So where would we all be without those fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, friends I've made, long lost lovers? I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved along.
Life is filled with many blessings from above, but there are none greater than the love of a family. Grandma and Granddaddy, thank you for your belief in me, always visiting when I was at home, and all the prayers along my journey this year. Thank you for the foundation of faith you bring to our family. Papa and Nanny, I know you're watching down on us today, and without the two of you, I wouldn't be standing here. Thank you for instilling in me a love for agriculture and teaching me family first. You set the standard for what it means to love others. I miss you both. Caleb, My partner in crime, chauffeur to middle school, fellow outdoorsman, hero, role model, and big brother. There wasn't anything you did that I didn't try to echo. Thank you for teaching me much of what I know, always looking out for me, and creating footsteps for me to follow. I'm so excited for you and Melissa to begin your life together. I love you both. Mom, if my wife is half the woman you are someday, I'll be a lucky man. You always put the needs of everyone else far above your needs. Thank you for all those early morning breakfasts, late night chats, and phone calls I got traveling this past year. Dad, you are the man I model my life after. Your heart for other people, passion to give to others, and selfless nature is incredible. You never miss a scouting event, tennis match, cattle show, or any opportunity to make me a better man. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am forever blessed to call these two parents and bestow upon them the honorary American degree.
So where would we all be without those fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, friends I've made, long lost lovers? I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved along the way.
To my friends and family, you are in my words often, my thoughts consistently, and my heart always. John, you're such a brilliant person, little brother, and always supportive. I'm so proud of how passionate you are about technology and the things you love. All I can say is, I hope that someday I can be half as passionate as you are. Carrie, I miss you more than you know while I'm on the road. I'm proud of the person you've become and the goals you have set for yourself. I may not know exactly where you'll be in the future, but what I do know is you will make us all proud. Mom, one thing I cherish about you is that you're always willing to make a relationship more meaningful. I love that you're willing to give up everything to have the life that you desire, and for teaching me that material things aren't what makes someone happy, it's the people we surround ourselves with. Deb, you're an angel who has taught our family how to always help, even until it hurts. I'm glad that you've become a part of our family and allowed us to love every bit of who you are. I miss you often, but don't worry, I'll always come home to you. Dad, ever since we were little, you've encouraged us to do what makes us happy. You've taught us to be frugal with money and loose with encouragement, and have helped us to lead our own lives. Don't worry, though. Age and distance will never stop me from being your little girl. John, Carrie, Mom, Deb, and Dad, I love you all. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to present to you my parents, Sharon Montgomery and Fred and Deborah Hodnick.
So where would we all be without those fathers and mothers? Sisters and brothers, friends I've made, long lost lovers. I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved along the way.
I'm more like this next group of people that I often want to admit, but I'm so proud to call them my family. Whether working the barn or studying for spelling tests, my aunts, uncles, and cousins have shaped me into who I am today. Thank you. Grandma and Grandpa, you are two people I will always worship. Nonnie and Poppy, thank you for always having my back along the way. Caroline and Lindsay, you are beautiful, incredibly intelligent, and pretty much the most successful people I know. You left me some pretty big shoes to fill and a small inferiority complex. I look up to you both in every way. You're my idols, friends, and my sisters. Thank you, and I love you. Nick, you're like a brother to me. Thank you for taking me under your wing at the cow shows and always looking out for me. Grace and Sophie, you melt my heart. When I see you, I see so many things. I'm excited to be a part of your lives, and I promise I'll try not to mess you up too much along the way. Mom, I can't tell you how much I miss my mommy time. Sitting at the kitchen table, just you and I, talking. You're independent, strong, and will sacrifice everything out of the love of your family. Dad, you taught me how to work. Be passionate, say what I think, and stand on what is right. Mom and Dad, when I look at you, I see everything I ever want to be. I love you. Members, this is my mom and my dad, Ken and Diane Quick.
So where would we all be without those fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers,
of friends I made. Long lost lovers, I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved along the way.
Family are the most important people in my life. Whether it's moving the cow herd, celebrating the holidays, or long road trips, these are the best people to be with. Anna, your joyous spirit brings light to every day we share together. I hope we have many more adventures in a future as bright as your smile. Callie, the artistic light in which you see the world, helps us see beauty everywhere from New York City to the mountains of home. May you always follow your dreams with confidence. Mom, you are the most honest and loving person I know. Thank you for always encouraging us to see the good in people and situations. Dad, your kind hands and intelligent mind have cultivated the dreams of thousands of students. I'm blessed to be one of them. When people say I'm a lot like you, it's the best of compliments. Thanks to each of you for helping me chase the FFA dream. May we always share this eternal bond of love. It's been and will be a wonderful life. FFA members and guests, it is my honor to introduce my parents, Mark and Wendy Pratt.
Cause where would we all be without those fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, friends I made, long lost lovers? I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved.
Family and friends, grateful, humble, honored, and blessed are but a few words to describe how I feel about having each of you in my life. Thank you for shaping me into the man that I am today. To my roommates at Bethel, thank you for sharing life's joys and laughs. To all the support in school, relationships, faith, and FFA, thank you for being brothers in Christ. I appreciate it more than you know. Grandma and Grandpa, some of my greatest memories include spending time with the two of you. From cooking to baling hay, you have shown me how to work hard and play hard. Adam, thanks for standing by your beliefs and letting this little guy tag along in life's adventures. And Kathy, I greatly appreciate your voice of reason in life. Rachel, growing up in college would not be the same without a rollerblading, fishing, and swimming buddy. I am blessed to have a beautiful sister who cares so much about others. Mom and Dad, you have truly loved us kids. All I can say is thank you. Thank you for being that rock of love and strong faith I can always count on. I am forever grateful and I love you. FFA members, my mom and dad, Fred and Sandra.
So where would we all be without those fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, friends I made, long lost lovers? I wouldn't be who I am today if not for those I've loved along the way.
To all the parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, and others who've loved us along the way, thank you for the advice, reassurance, and motivation. It does not go unappreciated. And though we weren't there to thank you physically, know that you always have been and always will be on our minds and in our prayers.
Each of our families have grown us into who we are today. To honor you, would all parents and guardians please stand to be recognized.
'Cause I wouldn't be the man I am today if not for those I've loved along the way. Along the way.
Thank you.